Now, John, quod Nicholas, I will not lie. I have found, in my astrology, as I have looked on the moon bright, that now, on Monday next, at quarter night, shall fall a rain, and that so wild and wood that half so great was never Noah's flood. This world, he said, in less than an hour, shall all be drenched so hideous as the shower. Thus shall mankind drench and lose their life. This carpenter answered, Alas, my wife, and shall she drench? Alas, my Alison! For sorrow of this he fell almost adown, and said, Is there no remedy in this case? Why, yes, for God, quod Handy Nicholas, if thou wilt worken after law and red, thou mayest not worken after thine own head. For thus, says Solomon, that was full true, work all by counsel, and thou shalt not rue. And if thou worken wilt by good counsel, I undertake, without a mast or sail, yet shall I saven her, and thee, and me. Hast thou not heard how savored was Noah, when that our Lord had warned him before that all the world with water should be law? Yes, quod this carpenter, full year ago. Hast thou not heard, quod Nicholas, also, the sorrow of Noah with his fellowship ere that he might get his wife to ship? He had leaver, I dare well undertake, at thilke time, than all his weathers black, that she had had a ship herself alone. And therefore, wast thou what is best to done? This asketh haste, and of a hasty thing men may not preach or make in tarrying. Anon, go get us fast into this inn a kneading trough, or else a kimmelin for each of us. But look that they be large, in which we may swim as in a barge, and have therein victuals sufficient but for a day. Fie on the remnant, the water shall aslake and go away about prime upon the next day. But Robin may not wit of this, thy knave, nor eke thy maiden Jill I may not save. Ask not why, for though thou ask me, I will not tell on God's privity. Sufficeth thee, but if thy wit's mad, to have as great a grace as Noah had, thy wife shall I well saven out of doubt. Go now thy way, and speed thee hereabout. But when thou hast for her, and thee, and me, y-gotten us these kneading tubs three, then shalt thou hang them in the roof full high, that no man of our purveyance espy. And when thou thus hast done as I have said, and hast our victuals fair in them y-laid, and eke an axe to smite the cord or two when that the water comes, that we may go and break a hole on high upon the gable unto the garden ward over the stable, that we may freely pass and forth our way when that the great shower is gone away, then shalt thou swim as merry, I undertake, as does the white duck after her drake. Then will I creep, How, Alison? How, John? Be merry, for the flood will pass anon, and thou wilt say, Hail, Master Nicholay, good morrow! I see thee well, for it is day. And then shall we be lords all our life of all the world, as Noah and his wife.